Chapter 35. Then Elohim said to Yaakov, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to El, who appeared to when you were fled from the face of Esav, your brother." And Yaakov said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign powers that are among you, purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to El, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me in the way which I have gone." So they gave Yaakov all the foreign powers which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Yaakov hid them under the terebinth tree which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of Elohim was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Yaakov. So Yaakov came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there Elohim appeared to him, where he fled from the face of his brother. Now Devariah, Rivka's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Elon Bechut. Then Elohim appeared to Yaakov again, when he came from Paddan Aram, and spoke an increase for him. And Elohim said to him, "Your name is Yaakov. Your name shall not be called Yaakov any more, but Yisrael shall be your name." So he called his name Yisrael. Also Elohim said to him, "I am El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and sovereigns shall come from your body. The land which I gave Abraham and Yitzhak, I give to you, and to your descendants after you I give this land." Then Elohim went up from him in the place where he talked with him. So Yaakov set up an altar in the place where he talked with him, an altar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Yaakov called the name of the place where Elohim spoke with him Bethel. Then they journeyed from Bethel, and when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel labored in childbirth, and she had hard labor. Now it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, you will have this son also." And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. And Yaakov set an altar on her grave, which is the altar of Rachel's grave to this day. Then Israel journeyed and pitched his tent beyond the tower of Eder. And it happened, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard about it. Now the sons of Yaakov were 12. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Yaakov's Bechor, and Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel were Yosef and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, were Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, were God and Asher. These were the sons of Yaakov, who were born to him in Paddan Aram. Then Yaakov came to his father Yitzhak at Mamre, or Kiriath Arva, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Yitzhak had dwelt. Now the days of Yitzhak were 180 years. So Yitzhak breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esav and Yaakov buried him.